In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. So the next question that I wanted to talk about was colorblind. So someone had a question just like, you know, what is colorblind and this idea of being colorblind? Like, can't we all just be colorblind? Why do we have to think about race and talk about race? Let's just all be colorblind. And this is one that, you know, in a perfect world, but I don't even know that in a perfect world that's true. I was going to say in a perfect world, yeah, sure, everyone's colorblind. But the thing is, like, color is beautiful. The things that make us unique are beautiful. The intersections of who I am and of my experience and who you are and your experience are what make all of our interactions so unique. And so to pretend like we're all the same is actually stripping people of their identity and stripping people of the uniqueness that makes the world go round. The diversity that we experience and that we see is what makes everything amazing. And so why you would want to make it so that everyone is the same is one of the arguments, like one of the arguments, like one of the points that people bring up when they talk about how people aren't colorblind. And so that brings me to kind of the second point. People talk about, well, I'm colorblind, I don't see color. But that's actually not true. You might think that you don't see color, but you do. And it's all about the implicit and unconscious biases that we have too. Like, you absolutely treat someone, a woman that you meet, different from a male. And why is that? Because we have gender as a construct, and there are certain things that you do with men and certain things that you do with women. And that is like an automatic response. The same way for so many things, including race and the color of someone's skin. And so to think that you're not treating people different, that you're not talking to them different, you absolutely are. And so it's kind of like being real with yourself about what is actually going on. But the main point is that we don't want to be colorblind because we want to see the richness of the world around us. We want to understand people's experience through their eyes, not our eyes. When we say that we're colorblind, we can pretend that everyone is having the same experience as us, but that's not actually true. We're all having different experiences. And even within those experiences, it's different. Like, we're all in a pandemic, right? So we're having the shared experience of a pandemic, but we're having very different experiences within that pandemic based on all kinds of different things, all kinds of different intersections. So when someone says they're colorblind, it's, you know, they're not colorblind. They might think that they are, and they might not really understand what that, and they might think that they are, and they might not really understand what that term means or why it is important for us to acknowledge each other. Because if you can't acknowledge that I'm having a different experience than you, then how are we ever going to figure out how to get rid of those inequalities that exist because of those differences in how we're treated? So that's kind of the main point around colorblindness and kind of this fallacy that you can be colorblind or that you are colorblind. I will just, it's a concept that as we're exploring anti-racism, you'll often hear progressive allies talk about being colorblind, but it's just, it's kind of being misinformed and not understanding the value of not being colorblind and really acknowledging the different things that we get from our differences. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.